Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cindy Bigelow back on the show. Cindy's a wonderful story, her family history, the Bigelow Tea Company, and how it was founded by her mother, Ruth.
Actually, it was my grandmother, Ruth.
I did have it right at the beginning.
I thought that was right.
She's her grandmother. She's the third generation.
And it's my father who wrote My Mother Loved Tea.
I thought you wrote that now. Did you write a book, too, about this?
No, I did not write a book.
I'm new to this job, Cindy. You know, after 17, almost 18 years, I'm still kind of rusty, not really good at this interview thing. So, anyway, Cindy Bigelow, ladies and gentlemen, not the least bit shy about correcting her favorite talk show host. Right, Cindy?
Well, I just want you to have your facts straight.
I'm glad. I appreciate that. I was just trying to see if she was paying attention, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy Bigelow, you can tell people don't take her for granted when she's doing business with him. Cindy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Very fun to be back on.
So Ruth is your grandmother.
She is.
You remember. And then your father took over the tea company, right, from her?
Yep, 1959.
Yeah, and then now you've taken over from him.
Yep, around 2005. Yeah.
And the company continues to go. Tell us what's going on at the Bigelow Tea Company.
Well, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, a leftover of cold, thank goodness, doing much better. Needed to drink much more tea, which I did to improve. But things are going very, very well. You know, we're still, we had a great year in the tea industry, thank goodness, to continue to maintain our number one position, which I always say is amazing. Because believe it or not, Jim, a lot of people don't know we're a family company. And they think we're a big conglomerate. And we're fighting companies that are billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Much larger than us. So the fact that we continue to be number one is fantastic, and we've hired a lot of new people as we continue to grow and really transition, because we have so many employees that have been with us for so long that they're naturally retiring. And so I've had to deal with getting replacements for those that are retiring that have been with us 30 years, and that's not easy to do, Jim, as well as bringing in new people to continue to keep our company moving forward. So it's been quite a year, a lot of coaching this year.
Now, tell me about that. Tell us about the coaching.
Well, one of the things you've got to really do, and you don't really figure that out when you first take over a family company, even though I've been with it 30 years, and there's this overused word, but an incredibly important word, called culture, where you want to bring in that new energy, that new vibe, that new whatever, and at the same time, you've got to protect what makes this company great. I always say everyone loves to work at Bigelow because, you know, everyone stays there for 25, 30 years. They have such a wonderful experience, yet they get there and they want to kind of treat it like the company they just left that they didn't like. And they want to put the same systems in place, thought process, and silos.
We all have our paradigms, don't we? We all have our ways of doing business. What you're talking about, what's fascinating about what you're saying, and folks, this is what I want you to make sure you get out of what Cindy just said. She's saying we have to make sure that we don't fall behind in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, but we also have to make sure that in doing that, in keeping up, that we don't lose the special sauce that makes Bigelow Bigelow.
Absolutely fantastic.
Isn't that the key for all of us?
But it's so much harder to do. It really takes a lot of time, a lot of good, open, honest communication. You got to address issues as soon as you see it, and you just got to do a lot of messaging / coaching on how we got.
I want to know more about that coaching, though. Who are you coaching, and what are you coaching them about?
Well, it depends. Obviously, for myself, my direct team are the vice presidents, and you know, I'll sit down with them often and explain to them. Like,
so you, but you're coaching them. You're what's interesting is you're calling it coaching and not managing.
No, no, it's coaching. It's coaching. There's a totally different situation.
I like that.
Well, yeah, you have to. And you just sit down with them and you say, look, this particular situation take place. This is my recommendation. Here's how I think you're going to get a better result. It's very important that, you know, you'll be able to show your strength, but at the same time, understand that this is a company that's very supportive, and we build each other around and try to lift teammates. You know, they might come in from another company and say, well, this particular person isn't carrying their weight. Well, mm-hmm. I understand that. They've been here 20 years, and I can't have a lot of people that don't, quote-unquote, carry their weight, but I have people that work very well here for many reasons and not just the one small thing they do. And just coaching them to understand the bigger picture of it, and then taking them to events that I go to where we get a lot of wonderful recognition for our employees and the good work we're doing in the community and our reputation, and them, and saying to them, it's more than just making a tea bag. When you work at Bigelow, it's definitely more than just making a tea bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the way you're saying this. And folks, this is, do you hear this? She's talking about, in the same breath, Cindy, you're talking about, you know, you're a 21st century thinker. You're a 21st century manager. You've shed the baggage of that we all came up with in the 20th century. You're moving forward, second decade of the 21st century, in a progressive way with your company. At the same time, you're stuck. You're literally stuck in the fundamentals that made Bigelow what it is.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
hard. That's hard to
can't
do.
Ever,
isn't it?
You can't use that word stuck, because if you're stuck,
I know,
you're in
trouble.
Stuck,
but you're when I say stuck, I'm talking about you're committed to the quality of the tea.
Oh my God,
that's,
yes. That's
what I'm talking about. That's what I mean by stuck. You know, you guys won't, there's no quarter on that. That's non-negotiable is my point.
Yeah, right? You know, that is so true. And for me too, I mean, it's really making sure that, you know, always making quality number one. I had a lovely dinner last night with my mother and father and a friend of mine. We were just out there chatting away and, excuse me, my father was talking about all the stories when they were first getting going and how the head of Lipton way back in 1979 was a very tall, tall man and looked down at my father. You know, we're not the tallest people in my family. And he said, you got a good little business there, David. And my father just was like, thank you.
Oh, no.
And you know how we, you know, they then that year launched a line of specialty teas.
Right.
And it really impacted our business.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why the consumer came back within 6 months and our business was exactly back where it needed to be is it really did boil down to the quality of the product. And
right.
I just thought to myself when my father finished speaking, I said, you know, we people don't realize the reason why we're still on the map today is because we've never, ever compromised on the quality of that feedback.
The quality was non-negotiable. Quick break, folks. Right back with Cindy Bigelow, third generation in this company, managing the business. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.